Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Onigiri & Co. podcast. Thanks so much for being here. And especially after my long break, after my more than a month break, I am really happy that you are here. I am really happy as well that my patrons on Patreon kept supporting me during this big month of break. So I want to particularly say thank you to Eduardo Avalone, Crash and Burn, Alexander Stewart, Oaks, Johnny Baloney, and Sam Dickinson. Thanks for supporting me during my big break. I am actually grateful I took that break. I needed it to rethink the podcast and also, let's be honest, my relationship with the internet. However, during that break, I came up with some ideas of where I wanted the podcast to go. I am hoping to get more content, more diverse content, I would say, with guests that inspire me and hopefully will inspire you as well, not only maybe in the FPV area, but also other areas, whether it's other disciplines, other hobbies, other sports. And I think like it will be fun. So hopefully you will find it fun as well. Coming back on the Blackbird episode, this episode, I want to apologize quickly for the quality of my mic. It was not my usual mic. It was a travel mic that I took when I went for a month in France. And I didn't know. I thought I tested it before, but it didn't work exactly like I wanted. And also the video recording didn't work. The platform I was using had a big fail, unfortunately. So that's also the reason why I took a break while I was in France, because I was worried of recording more episodes in those conditions and wanted to be back home to, you know, keep up with my usual quality. On this episode as well, Damien Blackbird wanted me to precise a couple of things in this intro because he listened to the episode again, this episode, and was a bit worried that a couple of things would be misunderstood by people who are native English speakers, not like him who is French, like me, French English speaker. I mean, he's Swiss, but he speaks French. And so towards the end of the podcast, you will see we talk about sponsorship, especially sponsorship towards young pilots. And that's a topic that really matters to him. He really wants to help the youth in the hobby. And so he got a bit like intense. And then after re-listening to the podcast, he said, I would like to clarify because I'm afraid that English people will or English speaking people might misunderstand what I meant. So what he meant was simply that it's better to say no to some sponsors when you're young, like some, you know, easy sponsors that are not really fair with you in this hobby, that they want to give you a few products, but they expect from you years or 2 years, for example, of publicity in exchange of maybe $40 worth of product, you know, something that is not fair, that they want to use young pilot because they know young pilot have dreams of being sponsored. So his advice is in his own word, to respect yourself and give the best you can for yourself in terms of being a pilot and in terms of your flying, so that in the future you might get the brand that you actually dream about, you know, the good brand, the fair brand. So I'm sure you guys will understand this in the podcast, but he really wanted to help clarify his message at the start of this episode. So yeah, without further ado, let's get started on this brilliant episode with Blackbird FPV. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Onigiri & Co. podcast. Today I am in France and I am welcoming French pilot, French guest today, Blackbird FPV.
Swiss?
Oh,
Swiss,
sorry.
Pilot.
I should have said Swiss.
Careful.
So yes. I should have said French speaking pilot from Switzerland.
Exactly. Hello.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. Super fine. Very glad to be with you today to speak about FPV. And so thank you for the invitation.
No worries. I wanted to do this for a long time. And I know you were like, oh, but my English is terrible. And I don't think it's the case. I think it's going to be great.
That's kind of you. As I said just before, I've learned on YouTube with the kind of YouTuber like PewDiePie and things. So I got the same like kind of used for the words. So I will try to not look like a youngster or something and talk correctly.
No worries. Well, my usual question for all my guests, the first one is always, who are you? Where are you from? Introduce yourself.
Okay, so my name is Damien. So I'm from Switzerland. I'm doing FPV for maybe 8 years. So I started FPV. I'm the generation maybe just after the one from Mr. Steel. So after Mr. Steel and the first of Rotoria, there's a new generation. I'm on this one. And I'm doing FPV for 8 years. And what interesting me in this hobby, more than just flying and the skills and the thing, and that is more about understand how the thing works. So not really in the case of coding or engineering, but more about how you can translate something technical in the reality and can play with it without need to have all this insane knowledge and just use the great thing to make the quad fly like you want. And I think what it make me the more interest in this hobby more than flying is really like creating some stuff and design some stuff.
So obviously you discovered FPV through YouTube, I suppose. Is that how
this great video in the abandoned hospital by the Sharpu. For like everyone going on YouTube, I got to already an Inspire, so I doing a little bit of drone with an Inspire one, and I saw this dude like flying through fucking stuff, and I have dreamed in my childhood, and now you can do it for not that much money, so I buy everything. And at this time, to be honest, the material was super, super bad. This is something also that pushed me in the wanted to understand how it works. And this is the mix between wanted, because I'm coming from like, I mean, sport, like professional, semi-professional. So I have always this thing to want to go at the... dans le fond du truc, je sais pas comment dire.
Very involved in things. You always want to be
exactly.
Super involved. Yeah.
Yeah, and FPV, there's like always a new thing. I think this is what make my interest in FPV is this. So going into this, understand how it work, and make it fly great.
So you were already flying, did you say, Inspire for work or?
Exactly, because a long time ago I got some health issues, and I got some maybe 8 months for me to not working, just take care of myself. And fortunately at this time I got like a very little heritage.
Inheritance.
A very little, and I just brew an Inspire, and like everyone just picture of house of for all people going at the football club of the town, very little thing, and I started like this. And after that I saw this video of Chapu, and I was like, you can fucking literally fly now with Google and thing. And I've literally take my money, buy everything, take lift off, buy everything. At this time it was maybe the old dude we remember, Sky Hero. It was an old brand from France, and just buy a BNF. It was 3S, 6-inch, and 2300 kV.
Yeah.
It maybe go like 70 kilometers or something. It was crazy fast. I was like, this is insane. I can say now I'm always in this, it's so amazing to see how the technology has gone. And I'm glad to be in this generation, because I'm the generation that have no phone, use Game Boy with no retro. Now I can fly in the mountain, and this is crazy. Yeah. I'm very glad to be in this generation.
I share your feelings about being part of seeing this for the first time. We're coming from analog world, and now we're in digital and flying things. So it's a cool thing.
Yeah, it's so cool, really so cool. Yeah. Especially the way that we even enjoy the old Game Boy with the retro éclairage. So you need to be under light to even can play in this.
Oh, yeah.
And now I have my DJI. You remember?
Yeah.
And I have my DJI Google. I can go like 2 kilometers in the mountain, see eagle going there, going this, and all work. And more than that, it doesn't cost that much.
That's
you can
true.
Imagine now that this kind of technology, you pay, imagine you have, you buy the best of the best of the best of the best for 2K. If you compare of my old time when my my grandpa and friend have some RC car that cost maybe like 5k,
yeah.
And it go like 20 and it broke in 2 days, and now this generation have a lot of chance to be able to, you know, you are a youngster, you can like working for 3 months, you can buy your thing.
Yeah.
And this is insane for the new generation. They need to, I think, realize how great it is. Without looking like a boomer, let's be clear.
No, it's true. We come from a yeah. time where we can really appreciate maybe what it's like to have this kind of technology. I agree. So I'm
so
going
much.
Back a little bit to what you said. So you said because you used to do lots of sports at high level. Is that what you said?
High level is a big word, but I mean from like 5-6 years ago. I'm from Switzerland, so we do a lot of skiing and things like that. So I do competition in this. After that, it was the skateboard and all the thing. I was doing that full time, and I just broke myself like everyone, no? at a certain age, and now I'm locked with it.
Yeah.
But I need this kind of adrenaline, the feeling like you lose control and you need to do the thing. If you don't, you broke or you this or you that. And with FPV, you literally go like fucking 150 kilometer at 10 centimeter of the ground,
yeah.
And you save.
I know,
it's crazy good. Yeah, so good.
This
love
is why
it.
I flew FPV. So I think I've said it on the podcast before, but I always wanted to be part of the cool team, and then drone happened, and I'm like, oh, this is the same kind of people who used to do skate or BMX, but now I don't have to break anything. So I was like, I can be part of the cool people.
Yeah, without breaking ourselves, etc. Yeah, I understand perfectly, really.
Yeah.
And the cool thing with FPV, like with the people that dedicate their life into, like, literally try to break them bones, you know?
Mm.
They are people that are so, like, inspired and so, like, happy to do it, that you can share this kind of energy, you know, this kind of people that are a bit locked in one thing, but there's so much energy, so much wanted to do, that this energy make me young forever. This is exactly the feeling I have, you know.
That's awesome. And so you said it's in your personality to really investigate, to do things from A to Z. You just don't want to use something. You want to understand how it works, how you can tweak it and refine it. And so that's how you went from just flying to almost immediately wanted to tune your drone and things like that. Is that why?
Yeah. In fact, what happened exactly is, by the past, like, everyone, I brew the exact same quad that Mr. Steel. So, KISS V1, KISS 24, KISS 220, KISS CSC, sorry, and the aluminum motor. And it was super great material. But the issue I saw and I learned about that with the dude that make the setting for maybe like a skiing or something, etc., is that, without being disrespectful at all, I respect the dev, I don't know dev, I don't know coding, but that guy that do code generally don't know how to fly a quad. Like, maybe the dude that do mechanic on something, maybe not know how to. And what I've learned is that I've tried to take information and see, okay, my quad vibrate, my quad do this, my quad do that, or I can fix it. And there is no anyone that can answer my question, sorry,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
at this time. And this is why I just literally learned about GitHub,
mm-hmm.
when you can learn everything. And I literally put, I think, yeah, and even now I go in this website, I just try to learn how it work, and it work. But we talk about the thing also that I have a kind of autism.
Mm-hmm.
So I have this kind of autism, and then I have like this eidetic memory. So that thing even more pushed me in the wanting to do, because I can remember what I read and this and that.
Mm.
And I think the mix of the two, it's always special to speak about this disease, I can say. But what I mean by that is that it helped me a lot to understand, because the memory, eidetic memory, is like when you see something, you remember.
Mm.
So I don't know where I put my cigarette, I don't know where I put my phone, but I can say you the CLI in the Betafly, it's like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And it pushed me to wanted to understand. And what make me like super excited is that at the beginning with my very good friend Alexandre FPV, is my best friend, we literally took the keys we want and say, okay, there's three here. If we put five, what happened? Go on the moon. This is kind of vulgarization that I don't know. It touched me in the heart. I just want to know even to always more. And I think even today, this is what pushed me to wanted to do some product. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just a bit losing myself because I need to think about the English and what this.
That's okay.
But yeah, to explain, basically, this is what put me in FPV is that this kind of disease has helped me to understand some kind of thing. And now I'm very glad to have put all my energy in it because it's super interesting, really interesting.
So I know you're speaking English, it's not your native language, but for the audience,
at all.
I wanted to remind them that technically autism is not a disease, it's a type of brain.
I say a disease because I don't know the other English word, but you understand
yes.
me. Yeah.
And I just wanted, that's why I said I know it's not your native language.
Yeah.
And so I really want to talk about this because obviously, I know you from two main things. You're flying, because your flying is very noticeable. Like, it's, you know, it's a style that now is more and more popular. But when it first came out, it was not that popular, you know.
At all.
Exactly.
No.
So I know you for these things, and I know you for your ability to tune, because we talked about it the first time we met in real life. That's the first thing we talked about.
Yeah, I remember.
And so I want to talk about those two things mainly, because we started talking about tuning. Maybe we can start with that, and we'll finish with your flying in general. So, did you have a moment in your journey of FPV where you were like, okay, this is a challenge now. I have this setup. It flies like this, but I want it to fly so much better. And you put effort into it.
I understand perfectly. So I will try to use more, because sometimes I forgot that, you know, for me, it's easier. A filter is a filter, a be quiet is a be quiet, a thing is a thing. But for the majority of people, and I'm sorry, that is really lazy now. The people don't want too much to really understand, because now you have preset, you click and clack, you beam, you bam, it works. So, I will try to explain why, what is tuning, but more than that, what is overtuning, because there's two kind of tuning. You have like, you can have your quad, so whatever the material, it's a quad. You can like tune it in the way like an aeronef. I don't know, an aeronef. I don't know if it's the same word.
Not too sure.
You know, like, so, for example, like, you want to make it fly like an octocopter, like the old one.
Oh, yeah.
It will not be locked or this and that. No, better than that. An Inspire is tuned. So it's tuned to be, like, healthy. So there's no vibration, there's nothing, but it is tuning in the way that is healthy, so they will not have like over CPU, or they will not have noise in the black box, etc. So this is a way, like, for example, if you use eNav, that is another, you cannot overtune it. This is tuning.
Oh yeah.
But there's overtuning.
Yes.
And overtuning is really different. If you see, for example, I get a lot of message by people saying me, "Oh, do you stabilize your video, brother?" It is not possible, you understand. And what I want to explain you is that when you tune a quad, so I will make a very tiny listen to explain, because I need to explain to people understand after that. So you have PID, you have filtering, and you have other thing. So the filtering, the more you filter, the less the quad will be like have its full performance. So it will be a bit lazy, it will be a bit like sluggy, it will maybe this and maybe that. It will not like do some vibration or thing, but it will feel slow and a bit on the weak side. And when you find a way to overtune it, it means that you have your perfect value for this and this to be healthy. But then there's some palier.
There's some steps, levels?
Yeah, there's some step. And if you know how it works and you don't use a black box, because black box is a great thing, but my quad that fly, I can say better than most of you, for sure, if you use the black box, it's gonna burn, just land now. It is like that. And until you understand that this kind of limit with the filtering and the PID and this and then you can push the performance. Imagine you have like a very shitty PC to play COD, Call of Duty, and then you have an insane one that have crazy setting, overclock this, overclock that. This one will feel healthy, but it will feel slow, luggish, and this and that. And the other one, you feel like you're on crack or something. Everything is perfect. And it is the... I don't know. I'm sorry for the... It is a French expression, on crack meaning on the top. And or Switzerland expression, sorry. But what I mean is that you can push this thing to have your quad give the full performance. It's really like, imagine you have a very kind of new PC with the CPU, very insane best of each one, put together, put the insane setting, fly insane. And by the past, everybody remember the OG Falco X race flight. I've started to do like consulting, and I started with that so for years. After that, I doing a bit with KISS, and after that I meet the T-Motors team that I learn about motors. And then the T-Motors, because people need to know that Axis is not a new brand. Axis is the old T-Motors team that I work from the beginning, that move to create a new brand, and I continue with it. So my motor propeller is the same from V1. And the years after the year, I has like prove that even if I'm not Jenny FPV, I know how to make a good product. I have my vision to what is the best, have how to make it fly like best.
No worries. I know for a long time you wanted to sell everything, like your flight controller, your frame, you know, and it's a long time to get everything organized. So
so much
is so now that's where I want to ask about your flying. So if at the end of the day buys all your products, for example, and put the quad together, then there will be a tune, I assume, that you will provide
The idea is, even now, from the beginning, I say what if I use, what EEC, what this, what that. So I've making like for the past a preset in Falco X that have a lot of it was famous, like called the next level tune. And the issues with Falco X is first is closed source, second they scammer, they scam a lot of people, there's a lot of bad things happen. And my thinking now was, you know what I would like now if I was a newbie, because by the past Alexander and me was a very fan of Johnny FPV Freestyle, even now, but you understand. And the only thing I would spend money is like someone like Johnny have designed stuff and sent to you, and you just need to click on present and it fly like Johnny one, and I will be so happy. More than that, I teach people, so I have no problem to explain, to teach how it work and this and that. But my thinking now is, and I'm gonna be like very European and a bit sharp about what I'm gonna say now, is a lot of things that is sent on the market, it's not that it doesn't fly great, it's that the people that do it don't know how to make it fly great. This is different thing. And I don't want to compete with the all I want people, like the dude that will go with his father like one time a week. I want to sell stuff for people that want to do the best of the best of the best with the crazy insane performance, the this and that. And I have losing myself now because of the English translate in my head. Sorry.
That's okay. I was just asking if your tune was going to help people to achieve the same kind of flying.
The idea now is that I will not say the brand and do not go, because there's a lot of NDAs and thing like professional. But the fact now is I will get everything out instead of the video. So, and instead the RX, so I don't gonna do a BB RX, it doesn't have any sense. And the idea is that all of them gonna be super high quality stuff with special like hardware, because FCAC, the hardware inside, make a huge difference. So all this year of I saw what is the best, what I tried the best, and the idea now is if you buy the 5, so it will be a 5 inch as well, you buy everything, you just need to go in beta flight. So I've made it in beta flight, fly insane, you go in it, you click, fly like mine, not ask any more money than did for the preset. So the work I've done for years to find this setting, etc., is free. The only thing you need is buy the stuff. So it is for free. And the thing with the stack, because the stack will be like a crazy 8S ready 20 by 20 stack with the FC, super nice stuff. And it is a very little 20 by 20. So you will can put even in a 2.5 inch. So my thinking now is I will do this stuff, this stack that have the best gyro, for my opinion, the best chip in the Nini, etc., etc. And you have a preset for everything. So you like, damn, I want to buy a Cine Hub that fly like the one from my video. Mm-hmm. You buy the thing, you have the preset, you click on it, it fly like mine. Mm. And you don't have to learn. I can learn people, because I can teach people. Sorry, when people ask me, I even do in French some hotline when people can call me, and I tune by distance a drone, I have to do stuff and this and that. And I think that get out a product that it costs not that much than the other, but you don't have to know how it tune, and you have like 5-6 years of work testing shit in it, I think is a great approach to sell stuff. So this is the idea. Yeah, it's like I will sell a kit to have the most insane PC for COD, and you have the setting already inside to have the best performance, to be the best Twitcher, blah, blah, blah. It's the same kind of idea. It's make the young people, if they want to learn, it's great, because people need to learn. But if there's like true talent that are real talent, and they will lose like 6 months of time to learn their shit instead of training, this is bullshit for me. So I want to give this to people, because another last thing I'm gonna say is that now there's less energy in the newbie to really learn or to being very good, because it's scary, there's a lot of thing. And now the sponsor going more to sponsor people for publicity than support themselves. I said it. And I think that get a product that push you exactly in the very best, very fast, will just help the newbie. And when I say newbie, I talk about the 16 guy, that kind of guy that I sponsor it, that go 20 lipo a day, 2 hours simulator, because they want to be the fucking best. And I want to help this kind of young people, because they need it. Really, they need it.
And would your setup be, how can I say, can anybody benefit from having your setup? But because I know you said, oh, it's not for that person who just flies once a week. But I'm thinking,
oh, that could, yeah, it will be very good and insane for the even the newbie. But my thinking is more, I get a product for people that, you know, that, no, I'm going to say it differently. Mm-hmm. I get some stuff. It can fly on stock speed and fly, I mean, like a quad not too stiff, chill, and it can do it. But it is not made to do it. And the frame itself, because, you know, the thing with FPV is that you cannot change everything. You cannot create a new thing that will change the world. And there's a lot of bullshit marketing in this. There's nothing you can change or make it. A bus frame is a bus frame. A motor is a motor, etc. The only thing you can do that is make a real difference is the way it you will react in the air. Because a frame, if you do it with the brush stretch, it will be more authority and the pitch less on the roll. If like that, it is an example. If you do a motor with kind of M52H magnet that have super little magnet like the Lumineer, for example, it will be smooth. If you get bigger, like other feeling, it will be stronger, and you can create a feeling, but you cannot change the game. This is bullshit at all. Every people that said you new I synthetic, this is bullshit. It exists for years, you just find it, you not create everything. And so this is something I've learned, and now this is my thinking of, okay, I cannot change the game, I cannot, but I can know that this will fly better, this will work better, mix it together, send to people. Yeah. This is the idea.
That's great. And I like that because what you mean is that you can't reinvent the wheel, like, you know, in FPV, it's all...
Nobody.
Yeah. And it's interesting because when... I like that you talked about exposure of people who just through their content, so through what they create, not through the engineering, they get exposure and they get sponsors. And so I experienced this in the past, you know, when there was a big boom. And then people were asking, some people, not that many, but I the question would happen a lot. And it was like, when are you going to do an onigiri frame? And I was like, thinking like you, I was like, a frame technically is a frame. I'm not going to revolutionize the hobby. And I don't want to make a frame that just to have my name on it.
Just for attention.
Yes, but you know, I really appreciate your opinion because I have the same opinion. You know, I'm like, we can't change the whole game, but we can improve it.
I understand what you mean, but there's no way or something that it is not the way I want to go. But you know, there's some people because yourself and you are a bit like me, like Gigi, you was like the biggest girl. Like one biggest girl in the...
Not
like,
sure anymore.
Really. And you know, what I mean by that is that you have created by yourself the kind of sympathy. You know, this sympathy feeling that people have for you because you're tall, because you're sympathetic, because this and because that. And you can create a frame or something that is not really... We change the world, but people just want to support you. So I think in this kind of way, this is not that bad because you can just make a product that is good for you and then you get money to have the support and put more in the hobby. So I don't think it's really a bad idea. The bad idea is more when you have some brand because it's difficult to speak about sponsor and things before. How to say that in a gentle way? What I mean is that if it because you want to support your favorite pilot, it's okay. But if people make it to have attention and you know, you don't create all these things together and this and that, I think this is more a problem like that. And now what what happened with the sponsors now is they prefer more to like give more little stuff to everyone. They have good return, they have good this, they have good that. In this way, as now we see a lot of this kind of thing with, I don't gonna name the brand, I don't want to have dramas, more dramas, but I think I would definitively give money for a people that even if, you know, it doesn't do one video a week, if it had not changed, just for the sympathy, because it creates this more than... You see what I mean? The money for the the kind of young people that think the sponsor is your friend. It's not your friend. It's a work. You have this no sense. Ah, je suis désolé, c'est très difficile de trouver les mots en anglais pour...
I understand. I think what you're talking about, the general problem is quick, easy money for brands with just... just giving opportunities to people without
young people that need attention.
And so I think, but again, that's an opinion, and I understand your opinion. And it's more like because it's a bit, it doesn't actually benefit the community that much for any reason.
That benefits the brand.
Yeah, it benefits the brands and it's quick money and you're not sure the products are actually maybe that good, allegedly.
Especially with the shortage of material where all the brands needed to lower the quality and this and that.
Yeah.
And I think this is one of the way that now... I will make an example. I have some guys that coming to me like some days ago and say me, brother, I'm with a brand, not gonna say the word, the name, sorry, and everyone in this team, so I want to be in a team that nobody is in, so can I come in you? Because I have a team, like the Axis team, that's Blacksis team, and then the Blackbird team. And Blackbird team, I choose every pilot. So my thinking is I give only to the best. So I'm gonna say word like Marius FPV, Casti FPV, DG FPV at this time, very good pilot, Alexandre FPV, and I try to explain him that I don't give stuff to have publicity from people that don't know shit. I give stuff to people that first I'm fan of the work, and that it is very important for me. If I need to be fan and like the work, just not give it for publicity. And then I try to explain that to him, and he gets so angry, saying that it's not this, it's not that, because when he was like 80, only sub this band come to me because he support him. That is bullshit, guys. That is bullshit. This is just fucking marketing. And what I mean by that is that I would, to come to your phrase again, I would definitely more wanted to give you something to support people, even if it's not changed, that going in this new kind of thing of now is just marketing and everyone is your friend and ni-ni-nia and voila.
It's interesting because it's a side of the hobby that I don't know that much, and
it's very new, to be honest. It's very new. It's like maybe 2 years ago because at a time with a certain brand that I've made my first motor with, it was like a lot of big pilots, you know, and we all left. And I think now that the new marketing plan of the brand is more using you people that intention to give them $40 thing to have 2 years of publicity. And I'm losing myself in explanation. I'm so sorry, because with the English I need to translate and go back, and I'm losing myself. I'm right. Just come back to this, say that I will support you more than this kind of thing. So I think you was wrong on the way that I will support you definitively, but this new thing, absolutely not. Voilà.
I was not saying that so that you could support me, but I appreciate it.
No, but you understand the thinking.
Yeah. No, I understand. And to be honest, so I don't know if you know, when I got sponsors, I know why. I know it's because at the time there was not many female. I didn't have to ask for sponsors, surprisingly.
Oh, and it was big.
You know, and so that's I can't really criticize people for wanting sponsors or not, because in my case I didn't really want them. I could buy parts, not the best parts, but I could buy good parts. And then people came to me and were like, "Do you want this? Do you want that?" I'm like, "Sure. What do I need to do in return?" etc. So who am I to judge people who are going out of their way to message brands? You know, I respect that you're trying to get sponsors. But my point was, at the time, I was like, if you think getting sponsorship is a bit like a medal, it's not going to really... You need to be confident yourself that you're a good pilot. Be confident in yourself. You don't need approval from brands to think you're good. If you're good, you're good. You don't need to, you know. And obviously, again, I understand when people needed sponsorship because they were good and they needed.
You're so gentle, so gentle. Really.
I always try to think what's actually best for everybody. And the people who were a bit begging for sponsorship, where I think it was just superficial. You know, that was a superficial thing for them. I'm like, need that. You don't need that to be a good person. You just
no. You don't deserve. It is different. You don't deserve it. I'm sorry. I need to say it. I'm coming for sport. Imagine we're gonna take an example, a super example. Tomorrow, I want to do F1 supercar. So I go. I'm a cutting. You know, I do the best lap and thinking, whoa, I deserve the thing, I deserve that, but I don't have the skills or something. But to have this kind of thinking, that, how to say that in English without being not too rude? It's like the FPV become like woke habit, you know. So everyone deserve, everyone this, everyone that, but this is bullshit. This is why now there's like, for my time, it is the worst boomer thing, I will say, from my time. There was like a pilot like Myers FPV or Casti, or even me, for example. Me, when I started FPV, I put like take in it, and one time I got already 10 fucking K on my YouTube, so not too bad. I write to Vivian from T-Motor saying, can I have some props or just motor to help me? She said to me, if you come back in two years and you always use our product, we're going to work together. And that work, they come in Switzerland with fondue cheese in the mountain with the T-Motor team, etc. Exceptional, fantastic. But now I have some pilot that don't have the level, that don't really work out to go, don't have the sub, don't really do the and they lack if they deserve, why I don't. And the problem I have with that, and I try to be the more gentle possible with the, and I think if people gonna write to me about sponsoring, remember this, okay? Mm-hmm. It is not that I am like jealous or I am a boomer or freestyle or something. You need to understand that there's two way. If you sponsor it by the brand, it means that first, they, the brand, trust you. You not like the one in power. A brand, understand that. Not you a good person, you can give money. You will help the entreprise. You will this, you will that. Being friend is a thing, but the friendship is very low. I know it's not like super angelic way of thinking anything, but fact is fact. These people behind the brand work, they work their ass off for the this, for that. They will not just give you thing by sympathy. So my thinking now is, if you decide to whatever, I don't have the level, come to the brand, ask stuff, and they send you like 4 motors that cost to them like 7 each, so $24. $24, you do publicity for 2 years. They don't really answer anymore than this and that. How can you respect yourself, brother? My young guys, you really need to have this kind of energy to push the thing, because if you stay in this case, what I say that is, I have some guy in my team that I see, they doing like 1K hour on simulator, plus after the school, they doing 3 hour or this and go and that. And I think that if I can say a message to the new generation, be careful to don't fall in this kind of random brand that said you, hello my friend, you have 5 subs on YouTube, you will change the world, take this $20, do publicity for 2 years. And the guy are super happy to say, I'm so glad that I've been chosen, but fucking respect yourself. What is this? I said, it is something that really pushed me bad, because now I have so many payload that I'm forced to have this kind of language. I don't want to look like bad. I don't want to crush their dream, because everyone, if there's something with FPV you guys need to learn, is you can have disability, you can have one, you can be in a chair, you can have everything. You can be good if you work for this, if you learn, if you do the sim, etc. So what I just say by that is that a little advice, just be more in aware that it is not a thing of friendship and this or something, is a work. So if you really, I say that because I have some guy that come to me and say, I'm so sad, I've been with this band for 2 years and now they don't sign me anymore, they done this and they broke their soul because they're thinking this and that. And I want to say, you don't chew with yourself. How you can think that, I said that for a young guy that come to me, it was almost in tears, like, so sad that has been like, I was forced to say to him, brother, you have 100 sub on YouTube. You do like, your best video has 1K. This brand sell 10K motor a month. What can you give to them? Instead, make them lose money, do publicity. Just think about that. And I really hope that this listen boomer message, like, I feel like I'm listening to my father or my grandfather, but I will say the same thing. Just do the thing. If you don't have money, you can work a bit in this event, but don't fall in this kind of new thing of you will have 4 motors, you okay, you don't work anymore, and this and that. Just, it's so difficult to use the word in English to go in this thing. She's désolé.
I think what you want to say. But you comprends ce que je veux dire.
Want to give this good energy. Yeah,
good energy, good advice. And I think what you want to say is also what I thought for a long time is getting sponsors is great, but it's not everything. And also not all sponsors are great. And it can be a very complicated industry to navigate. And sometimes you're better off not having sponsors for the wrong reasons and actually doing the right thing for the hobby for the good reason. And I think that's what you meant. Like,
It is about that. And don't fall in the too easy sponsoring. If a brand come to you and you know that you're not the best or not the C or not the that, don't fall in the free attention and free this and then lower your expectation, because this is what happened now to me. I see that there's much less I talk about freestyler to be, it's only freestyle. Racer is a completely different thing. But my thinking would be more, it would be better to think like the racer, you know, the racer, they deserve it because they're the fastest. Just have the same energy in head. It doesn't mean that you need to be the best or the fastest or the thing, but don't forget to put the full energy and the full, you know, intention in it, and don't fall in the too easy attention that you need when you're 16 or 18, and then you will just regret later because you get on the easy way. Mm. Voilà.
That's a good advice, and I don't think it ever got talked in the podcast because I had guests who don't have the same journey as you, not the same experience, they don't see what you see with young pilots who look up to you and things like that. So I think it's an important thing to say, that, you know, warning. And I really like that you say sponsorship is not everything. But again, it's hard to judge people, especially when you're young. Like, I'm 32 and I don't know how I probably would think if I was now 16 and getting people, you know, emails from brands and things like that. I think it would be a nightmare to think with maturity.
Yeah, because you don't want to think that it is that huge. You want to have the great way, the little flying pony, the, you know, the rainbow and thing, but it is not like that. And
that's true. I agree. Just a little technical problem. I had to plug my laptop because again, I'm from France. I wanted to finish the podcast episode with a few quick questions. I wanted to ask you a bit more about the flying now. My first question was, what do you prefer in freestyle? What's your favorite?
So, I think, you know, when I start FPV, the video that gave me want to do freestyle, like specific style for the very first of Johnny FPV, he made freestyle, like the JC flick, all these kind of tricks, etc. And what I learned in the freestyle is that there's a generation, almost all 3 years, 2 or 3 years, there's new, that take the old one that they see, change it a little thing, upgrade the freestyle in this and that. And personally, I'm not gonna say the Zbang, because Zbang is a word that is used now for open area freestyle, but at my time this is not existing. We done the same kind of thing, but without this kind of determination. But yeah, I think I'm not a very fan. I see video of people doing gap and thing, but this is something that bother me, because doing a line all the same journey to go in a gap doesn't make me, like, it gives me adrenaline, but not the pleasure. What I like is more the way of trying to play, to give an intention to that, comment je peux dire en français, attends. Mm-hmm. The fucked up the reality, you know, with bizarre move, with thinking that something happened is rare. That, and with the time, I'm saying what I like is more about doing like crazy combos, or more into like a very hard control in more open area, not too open, but it need to have like a place when I can go fast in this. And it is more about, you know, the feeling like a dance, or I don't know, you do the music, you go etc. And I think this is what gives me the most like feeling, because every time is different. If I change the music, it's different. If my emotion is different, it will feel different. And this and that. And this go with the fact that the quad need to be perfect to have, when the people that see my video, the quad look like it's stabilized. So it go with the tuning. And the mix between have full control of the way of rotating and doing like surprising combo is the thing that make my, that I like. Personally, if I can say the pilot that even now I see and motivated me, I go back on Casti FPV, Myus FPV, this kind of, this guy a fucking alien, you know, there's like very fucking few of people like this, that the level you see that you did, what the fuck? It is stupid, insane. And I don't know, it give me the goosebumps like a youngster, you know. And this is this kind of style that I like now. So you have an open area, you have a crazy control over your quad, you take risk, you go close on trick, but it is more like artistical thing that's more into going through thing.
Yes.
Literally.
Yeah, something a bit more poetic and artistic and a bit surprising.
For the people that can understand it.
Yeah.
For sure, because for people that don't like it or don't know it, it's just like I take my journey and show the, you know, I know that. But it is a lot of, it doesn't look like that, but it is a lot of work to can being so clean and so able to fuck up the reality and the thing. And
yeah.
This is what I like, yeah. Being
yeah.
surprised with the move more than the what it do inside the era.
Yes, I really like your flying, you know that. And the way you explained it,
you.
When you say, oh, people think it's easy until they try it. It
people think it's like, it's like random. Random is more the word. They think it's random, and then you have chance to make this thing AP, and you have in group in this, but no.
Yeah.
This is
and
not the case here.
Yeah, and it reminds me, I don't know how familiar you are when... you know, in paintings, in the history of paintings. So
yeah,
there was a movement when French Expressionism was very popular. And so it was all about the feeling. It was not so much showing how things actually looked like, but more about feeling how things looked like.
Yeah, and what it makes you feel, exactly.
Yes, and so a lot of old school painters were like, it's so easy to do, you don't have to copy the reality, you know, but then it's actually not true. It was hard as well. And so that's what I was thinking about what you say is called now Zbeng, but like more the style you like and the style you do. If you have just I don't want to say uneducated, but not educated enough eye on the flying. You're like, it's just zigzags and, you know.
All is the same, is bullshit.
But it's not like that at all until you try it or if you understand it and you have to have a sensibility for it. So
yeah,
but,
it's a bit like metal thing. You need to have this the bass to enjoy it. Even the worst with crazy blast beat and thing is a bit the same kind of thinking, yeah.
Exactly. Mm. Well, I think we're getting close to the hour of recording. So I wanted to ask you a final question. If you had some main advice for either getting better or FPV or for FPV pilot in general, like very general advice, maybe three of them or your main one, do you want to share
well,
it with
three,
us?
I can say three. I think the more important way and the gamer will understand that you can have very fast like improvement in FPV, but if you don't do it because it's not something that is the logic for the body, if you do 2 weeks of training, 2 weeks of nothing, you will lose your 2 weeks of training first, or you will lose a lot about the reflex index and that. And what I can say to being good, it is very important, is your muscle memory. Muscle memory. And for what I will do is the discipline is very important. If you can do it, even if it's one lipo in your fucking open field bullshit with a cine hoop, if you can at least do one lipo a day, it will help you to not lose, because you will not lose like the way of moving, you will lose your reflex. Like when you don't fly for 1 month, an example, you're going with your drone, that 1 month you like, you will go amid like 10 seconds and feel like it is too fast. This is too fast, you know, you don't have this kind of apprehension. So if you can do like at least one lipo a day, best is, personally, I do, if I can, 50 lipo a week minimum. And approximately, and if I can 100, 100. If you don't, do simulator. Even if it's half an hour, you can, even me, sometimes I don't want to do the simulator because I don't like very much. I'm put in the front of my PC, put Netflix, and I just do, you know, without, it is real, it is working. If you can do a thing like this because you don't like it, even just the movement, if your alteration is half, it will improve your skills a lot. If you want to learn how to, you check how the racer done, or how the racer do, to get your style, because freestyle is not something that come from a talent that God give you or something. It's just work. You, yet there's some people that will be better at the bass, for sure, that have a special thing. But even an untalented dude that work hard will be better than the God-given talent one, if you see what I mean.
Yeah. Love it. Thanks a lot for this. So yeah, that's the end of the episode. I'm really glad we did it all in English.
Yeah. I'm very sorry again if I was a bit, but I tried my best. Tried my best, really. So
you did great. Okay. Yeah, and I think the main ideas were clear. And you will come back, I think, in another episode. Maybe we'll do that one in French, so we can target the French audience. Yeah.
I forgot to say the most important thing. It looks stupid, but it fucked 2 years of my flying. When you fly with your drone, don't fly for the fucking video. If you fly for the video, you will think in when you fly, oh, I don't this trick, this guy in the video do better than me. So what I do, when I do my 10 lipo, the 3 first lipo, I don't put the GoPro, I fly for me. And if you do that and you don't forget that you fly for yourself, because at my time when I got so the new talent like Marius, I was like, damn, I will never can compete with this guy. And it broke me a bit, because you know who it is. We have competing world, etc. And I broke myself saying, I see this trick, but in this video is better. He's doing better than me. And this is something you need to don't do it, because it will just fucked up your energy. So when you do the training, the first 3 lipo, you're just doing for yourself. Even if you just want to see what is the bird on these trees, not doing freestyle, just basic thing for yourself. And after that, you fly for yourself and you will be a lot better, because if you don't do that, you will lose yourself in the other, you know, you understand what I mean? Yeah. You will lose what you want to do and you will just being angry and frustrated and it doesn't work like that. Just flying for you.
Yeah, otherwise you lose your spirit, you lose your fire.
Exactly.
That's an awesome advice as well. Love it. I'm going to try to remember that. I have 4 lipos at the moment in French, so I'll do one, and then the 3 others will be something.
Really?
Yeah. That's okay. Don't worry.
Let's go.
Well, thank you again. And, you know, I really enjoy talking to you. We talk offline as well. I mean, we don't talk when we record. It's a good relationship. I've learned a lot from you and your videos entertain me. So if people who didn't know you before the episode want to find your content as well to watch it like I do, where can they go? Where can we find your stuff?
So I'm again most boomer, so I don't do really TikTok or thing like that. I stay on YouTube, Facebook, and some a bit of Instagram also. But yeah, you can find me on YouTube mostly. And to explain, I don't do much more. I don't do 1 video a week this time, because I'm changing on my life. I have a new apartment. When I get a studio, I will make some lesson on some YouTube. So I will not put a lot of content for the end yet. But at the beginning of the next one, first there will be all the material, and I will in video for free learn people how they can tune a quad.
Awesome. So
if
next
people
year
are interested, yeah, very beginning of next year when I get all the stuff on the market, I will teach people how to. So if you want to learn thing or just sing crazy freestyle, I'm gonna say it will be the channel for you.
Okay, Blackbird FPV, right? Yeah. Blackbird FPV on
FPV,
YouTube.
Yeah.
And so to expect next year some freestyle as usual, but also maybe some things to learn from in terms
some
of equipment.
Class and share the knowledge.
Awesome. I will be there as well. Yeah. I need to.
Cool. Very cool.
All right. Well, thanks again for joining. Okay. And thanks, everybody, for listening to this episode. I hope you liked it.
Thank you.
Don't forget to support also Blackbird by sharing his content.
Thank you so much.
No
Thank
worries.
You.
And I will hear about you and see you all in about 2 weeks' time, I think. So take care and happy flying.
Thanks. Happy flying.